The Stoic Entrepreneur, building resilience in business and life. Welcome to the world of entrepreneurship, where chaos is the norm and stability is a distant dream. If you're here, it's because you're looking for a way to not just survive, but thrive amidst the whirlwind of building and running a business. Enter Stoicism, an ancient philosophy that surprisingly offers a toolkit perfectly suited for today's fast-paced, ever-changing business landscape. Now, before you roll your eyes at the thought of yet another self-help book promising you the keys to success, let's get one thing straight. This isn't about feel-good affirmations or sugar-coated platitudes. Stoicism is a no-nonsense practical philosophy that cuts through the noise and gets to the heart of what really matters: resilience, clarity, and inner strength. In the chapters that follow, we'll dive into the core principles of Stoicism and how they can transform not just your business, but your entire approach to life. You'll learn how to harness the power of reason, embrace the inevitability of obstacles, and cultivate a mindset that thrives on challenges. So why should you care about the musings of a bunch of ancient Greeks? Because the truth is, the business world today is as volatile and unpredictable as ever. The strategies that helped Marcus Aurelius govern an empire can help you navigate corporate boardrooms and startup chaos alike. Get ready to strip away the fluff and get to the heart of what it means to be a Stoic entrepreneur. It's time to embrace resilience, adaptability, and a mindset that's built for success in any era. Buckle up. This is going to be one enlightening ride. The Stoic mindset. Embracing resilience and adaptability. In today's fast-paced and ever-changing world, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of emotions, worries, and distractions. The Stoic philosophy, however, offers a powerful antidote to this chaos, a mindset that cultivates resilience, adaptability, and inner strength. In this chapter, we'll delve into the core principles of Stoicism and explore how embracing this mindset can transform your life. The origins of Stoicism. Stoicism originated in ancient Greece around 300 BCE, founded by Zeno of Citium. This philosophical school of thought emphasized the pursuit of virtue, self-control, and inner strength. Stoicism was not just a philosophical framework, but a way of living designed to help individuals navigate life's challenges with wisdom, courage, and resilience. Key principles of Stoicism. 1. Virtue. Stoicism is built upon the concept of virtue, which is achieved through the cultivation of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. These virtues serve as the foundation for a life of purpose and fulfillment. 2. Reason. Stoics believe that reason is the highest human faculty, and it should be used to understand the natural order of the universe and our place within it. Reason helps us to distinguish between what is within our control and what is not, allowing us to focus on what truly matters. 3. Indifference to external events. Stoics recognize that many events in life are beyond our control. By accepting this reality, we can develop a sense of detachment from external events and focus on what we can control: our thoughts, emotions, and actions. 4. Endurance. Stoics believe that endurance is a vital component of a strong character. By facing challenges with courage and resilience, we can develop the strength to overcome obstacles and achieve our goals. 5. Self-control. Self-control is essential for Stoics, as it allows individuals to regulate their emotions, desires, and actions. By mastering their emotions and desires, Stoics can live in harmony with nature and achieve inner peace. The power of Stoicism in modern times. In today's fast-paced world, the Stoic mindset offers a unique set of tools to navigate the complexities of modern life. By embracing Stoicism, individuals can 1. Cultivate resilience. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, develop a growth mindset, and adapt to changing circumstances. This resilience enables us to bounce back from setbacks and overcome challenges. 2. Improve mental health. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of emotional regulation, self-awareness, and self-compassion. By practicing Stoic principles, individuals can develop greater emotional intelligence, reducing stress and anxiety. 3. Enhanced decision-making. Stoicism encourages individuals to use reason and logic when making decisions. This approach helps individuals make more informed, rational choices that align with their values and goals. 4. Foster inner strength. Stoicism helps individuals develop inner strength by cultivating virtues such as courage, wisdom, and self-control. This inner strength enables individuals to face challenges with confidence and resilience. Practical applications of Stoicism. While Stoicism is a philosophical framework, it's essential to apply its principles in daily life. Here are some practical tips to get you started. 1. Morning meditation. Begin your day with a short meditation session, focusing on your breath, body, or a mantra. This helps to calm your mind and set intentions for the day. 2. Journaling. Reflect on your thoughts, emotions, and actions throughout the day. Writing down your insights and reflections can help you develop greater self-awareness and emotional regulation. 3. Gratitude practice. Take time each day to reflect on the things you're grateful for. Focusing on the positive aspects of your life can help shift your perspective and cultivate a sense of contentment. 4. Physical exercise. Engage in regular physical exercise to cultivate inner strength, discipline, and resilience. Exercise can also help reduce stress and improve mental well-being. 5. Mindful living. Practice mindfulness by staying present in the moment, focusing on your breath, and letting go of distractions. This helps to reduce stress, increase focus, and cultivate a sense of calm. Embracing the Stoic mindset is a powerful way to cultivate resilience, adaptability, and inner strength in today's fast-paced world. By understanding the core principles of Stoicism and applying its practical applications, individuals can develop the tools necessary to navigate life's challenges with wisdom, courage, and resilience. As the ancient Stoic philosopher Epictetus once said, "It's not what happens to you, but how you react to it that matters." Chapter 1. The Stoic Mindset, Embracing Resilience and Adaptability. In today's fast-paced and ever-changing world, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of emotions, worries, and stresses that come our way. We face numerous challenges, from personal and professional setbacks to global crises and uncertainty. It's no wonder that many of us struggle to find balance, clarity, and inner peace amidst the chaos. This is where the Stoic mindset comes in, a philosophy that has been around for centuries, yet remains remarkably relevant and effective in today's world. In this chapter, we'll delve into the core principles of Stoicism, exploring how adopting a Stoic mindset can help you cultivate resilience, adaptability, and inner strength. We'll examine the key concepts, practices, and strategies that have made Stoicism a timeless and universal philosophy, applicable to people from all walks of life. What is Stoicism? Stoicism is an ancient Greek philosophy that originated in the 3rd century BCE. Founded by Zeno of Citium, Stoicism emphasizes the pursuit of virtue and self-control as the key to achieving happiness and inner peace. The Stoic philosophy is built upon the idea that individuals should focus on things within their control, accept the things they cannot change, and cultivate inner strength and resilience in the face of adversity. Key principles of Stoicism. 1. Virtue. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with reason and virtue. Virtue is seen as the highest good, and individuals should strive to cultivate virtues such as wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance. 2. Indifference to external events. Stoics believe that individuals should focus on things within their control and accept the things they cannot change. This includes accepting the natural order of the universe and the events that unfold. 3. Endurance. Stoics believe that individuals should cultivate inner strength and resilience in the face of adversity. This includes developing emotional resilience, coping with uncertainty, and persevering through challenges. 4. Self-reflection and introspection. Stoics believe in the importance of self-reflection and introspection. This includes examining one's thoughts, emotions, and actions to identify areas for improvement and personal growth. 5. Living in the present. Stoics emphasize the importance of living in the present moment. This includes letting go of the past and focusing on the present, rather than dwelling on past regrets or worrying about the future. Practical applications of Stoicism. 1. Mindfulness and meditation. Practicing mindfulness and meditation can help individuals cultivate inner peace, clarity, and focus. Regular mindfulness practice can also help reduce stress and anxiety. 2. Journaling and self-reflection. Writing down thoughts, emotions, and experiences can help individuals process and reflect on their experiences. This can aid in personal growth, self-awareness, and emotional regulation. 3. Gratitude practice. Focusing on the things you're grateful for can help shift your perspective and cultivate a more positive outlook. 4. Emotional regulation. Practicing emotional regulation techniques, such as deep breathing, progressive muscle relaxation, or visualization, can help individuals manage stress and anxiety. 5. Setting boundaries. Setting clear boundaries and prioritizing self-care can help individuals maintain their emotional and mental well-being. The Stoic mindset is a powerful tool for cultivating resilience, adaptability, and inner strength in the face of adversity. By embracing the principles and practices of Stoicism, individuals can develop a greater sense of clarity, purpose, and inner peace. Whether you're facing personal or professional challenges, the Stoic mindset offers a timeless and universal philosophy that can help you navigate life's ups and downs with greater ease and confidence. In the next chapter, we'll explore the importance of self-care and self-compassion in maintaining a healthy and balanced lifestyle. Virtue and values, the foundation of Stoic entrepreneurship. As we embark on the journey of building a successful entrepreneurial venture, it is essential to establish a strong foundation of values and virtues that will guide our decision-making and actions. In this chapter, we will explore the concept of virtue and values in the context of Stoic entrepreneurship, and how they can help us cultivate a sense of purpose, resilience, and wisdom in the face of uncertainty and adversity. The Stoic concept of virtue. In Stoicism, virtue is not just a moral concept, but a way of living that is deeply connected to the pursuit of happiness and fulfillment. According to the Stoic philosopher Epictetus, virtue is the highest good, and it is achieved through the cultivation of reason, self-control, and inner strength. In the context of entrepreneurship, virtue is not just about being a good person, but also about being a good entrepreneur, one who is guided by a sense of purpose, integrity, and responsibility. The four cardinal virtues. The Stoics identified four cardinal virtues that are essential for achieving virtue and living a good life. These virtues are 1. Wisdom, the ability to think critically and make informed decisions. In the context of entrepreneurship, wisdom is about making decisions that align with your values and goals and being adaptable to changing circumstances. 2. Courage, the ability to take risks and face challenges with confidence and resilience. In the context of entrepreneurship, courage is about being willing to take calculated risks, overcome obstacles, and persevere through setbacks. 3. Justice, the ability to act with fairness, honesty, and integrity. In the context of entrepreneurship, justice is about treating others with respect, being transparent in your business practices, and upholding high moral standards. 4. Temperance, the ability to control your emotions and desires. In the context of entrepreneurship, temperance is about being disciplined, focused, and self-controlled, and avoiding impulsive decisions that can harm your business or reputation. The role of values in entrepreneurship. Values are the guiding principles that shape our behavior and decision-making. In the context of entrepreneurship, values are essential for creating a sense of purpose, direction, and motivation. When we are clear about our values, we are better equipped to make decisions that align with our goals and principles. The five core values of Stoic entrepreneurship. Based on the principles of Stoicism, we can identify five core values that are essential for Stoic entrepreneurship. 1. Integrity, the commitment to acting with honesty, transparency, and accountability. In the context of entrepreneurship, integrity is about being truthful in your business dealings, treating others with respect, and upholding high moral standards. 2. Resilience, the ability to bounce back from setbacks and failures. In the context of entrepreneurship, resilience is about being adaptable, learning from mistakes, and persevering through challenges. 3. Purpose, the sense of direction and meaning that guides our actions. In the context of entrepreneurship, purpose is about creating a business that aligns with your values and goals, and making decisions that align with your purpose. 4. Responsibility, the sense of accountability and ownership for one's actions. In the context of entrepreneurship, responsibility is about taking ownership of your business, being accountable for your decisions, and being transparent in your business practices. 5. Humility, the recognition of one's limitations and the importance of learning from others. In the context of entrepreneurship, humility is about recognizing the importance of collaboration, seeking feedback, and being open to new ideas and perspectives. In this chapter, we have explored the concept of virtue and values in the context of Stoic entrepreneurship. We have seen how the Stoic concept of virtue is closely tied to the pursuit of happiness and fulfillment, and how the four cardinal virtues of wisdom, courage, justice, and temperance can guide our actions and decision-making. We have also identified 5 core values that are essential for Stoic entrepreneurship: integrity, resilience, purpose, responsibility, and humility. By embracing these values and virtues, entrepreneurs can cultivate a sense of purpose, resilience, and wisdom that will serve them well in the face of uncertainty and adversity. Reason and emotions, mastering your inner dialogue. As we navigate the complexities of our inner world, it's essential to understand the intricate dance between reason and emotions. Our thoughts, feelings, and emotions are constantly interacting, influencing one another, and shaping our experiences. In this chapter, we'll delve into the world of inner dialogue, exploring the relationship between reason and emotions, and provide practical strategies for mastering your inner conversation. The inner dialogue, a complex web of thoughts and emotions. Our inner dialogue is a constant stream of thoughts, emotions, and sensations that shape our perceptions, attitudes, and behaviors. It's the internal monologue that runs in the background of our minds, often influencing our decisions, relationships, and overall well-being. The inner dialogue is a complex web of rational and emotional responses, which can be both a source of creativity and a source of distress. The role of reason in the inner dialogue. Reason plays a vital role in our inner dialogue, serving as the rational, logical aspect of our minds. Reason helps us to 1. Process information. Reason helps us to analyze information, evaluate evidence, and make informed decisions. 2. Set goals and priorities. Reason helps us to set clear goals, prioritize tasks, and create a sense of direction. 3. Regulate emotions. Reason can help us to recognize and manage our emotions, reducing the impact of negative emotions and increasing emotional resilience. The role of emotions in the inner dialogue. Emotions, on the other hand, are the emotional, intuitive aspect of our minds. Emotions play a crucial role in our inner dialogue, influencing our thoughts, behaviors, and relationships. Emotions can 1. Motivate and energize. Emotions can drive us to take action, providing the motivation and energy needed to pursue our goals. 2. Regulate stress and anxiety. Emotions can help us to cope with stress and anxiety, providing a sense of calm and well-being. 3. Guide decision-making. Emotions can influence our decision-making, often guiding us towards choices that align with our values and desires. The interplay between reason and emotions. The relationship between reason and emotions is complex and dynamic. Reason and emotions interact and influence one another, shaping our inner dialogue and outer behaviors. When reason and emotions are in balance, we experience 1. Cognitive emotional integration. Reason and emotions work together, providing a sense of harmony and coherence. 2. Emotional regulation. Emotions are regulated, reducing the impact of negative emotions and increasing emotional resilience. 3. Informed decision making. Reason and emotions work together, guiding decision-making and ensuring that choices align with our values and goals. Practical strategies for mastering your inner dialogue. To master your inner dialogue, it's essential to develop strategies that balance reason and emotions. Here are some practical tips to get you started. 1. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness meditation and other mindfulness practices can help you to become more aware of your thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations. 2. Label your emotions. Recognize and label your emotions, acknowledging the emotional experience and reducing emotional intensity. 3. Use cognitive reappraisal. Challenge negative thought patterns and emotions by reappraising them in a more positive or neutral light. 4. Practice self-compassion. Treat yourself with kindness, understanding, and acceptance, just as you would a close friend. 5. Develop emotional regulation skills. Learn to recognize, understand, and manage your emotions, reducing emotional intensity and increasing emotional resilience. Mastering your inner dialogue requires a deep understanding of the complex interplay between reason and emotions. By recognizing the role of reason and emotions in our inner dialogue, we can develop strategies to balance and integrate these two aspects of our minds. By practicing mindfulness, labeling emotions, using cognitive reappraisal, practicing self-compassion, and developing emotional regulation skills, we can cultivate a more harmonious and effective inner dialogue. Focus and prioritization, the power of negative visualization. As we navigate the complexities of modern life, it's easy to get bogged down in the minutiae of daily tasks and lose sight of our long-term goals. In this chapter, we'll explore the powerful tool of negative visualization, a technique that can help you clarify your priorities, focus on what truly matters, and cultivate a sense of purpose and direction. The importance of focus. In today's fast-paced attention deficit world, it's more crucial than ever to cultivate the ability to focus. With the constant barrage of notifications, social media updates, and distractions, it's easy to get sidetracked and lose momentum. When we're not focused, we're not only less productive, but we're also more prone to stress, anxiety, and burnout. The power of negative visualization. So how can we overcome the distractions and stay focused on what truly matters? Enter negative visualization, a technique that involves imagining the worst-case scenario. Yes, you read that right. Imagining the worst-case scenario. This might seem counterintuitive, but bear with me. The science behind negative visualization. Research has shown that negative visualization can have a profound impact on our mental and emotional well-being. By imagining the worst-case scenario, we're able to 1. Reframe our thinking. Negative visualization helps us shift our focus away from the present moment and towards the future. By imagining the worst-case scenario, we're forced to confront our fears and anxieties, which can help us develop a greater sense of resilience and adaptability. 2. Cultivate gratitude. When we imagine the worst-case scenario, we're reminded of the present moment and the things we have to be grateful for. This can help us cultivate a greater sense of appreciation and gratitude for what we have. 3. Develop a growth mindset. Negative visualization encourages us to view challenges as opportunities for growth and learning. By imagining the worst-case scenario, we're forced to confront our limitations and develop a growth mindset. Practical applications of negative visualization. So, how can you incorporate negative visualization into your daily routine? Here are a few practical applications to get you started. 1. Morning meditation. Start your day by imagining the worst-case scenario. Take a few minutes to sit in silence, close your eyes, and imagine the worst-case scenario. Allow yourself to fully immerse in the experience, and then take a few deep breaths to release any tension or anxiety. 2. Journaling. Take a few minutes each day to journal about the worst-case scenario. Write down your thoughts, feelings, and concerns. This can help you process your emotions and gain clarity on what's truly important. 3. Visualization exercises. Take a few minutes to visualize yourself in different scenarios. Imagine yourself succeeding, failing, and overcoming obstacles. This can help you develop a greater sense of resilience and confidence. Negative visualization is a powerful tool that can help you cultivate focus, prioritize what truly matters, and develop a greater sense of purpose and direction. By imagining the worst-case scenario, you're forced to confront your fears, cultivate gratitude, and develop a growth mindset. Remember, the goal of negative visualization isn't to dwell on the negative, but to develop a greater sense of resilience and adaptability. Actionable tips. 1. Start small. Begin with short 5-minute visualization exercises and gradually increase the duration as you become more comfortable with the practice. 2. Focus on the present moment. When imagining the worst-case scenario, focus on the present moment and the things you have to be grateful for. 3. Practice mindfulness. Take a few deep breaths and focus on the present moment to release any tension or anxiety. By incorporating negative visualization into your daily routine, you'll be better equipped to navigate the challenges of modern life and cultivate a sense of purpose and direction. Remember, the power of negative visualization lies in its ability to help you develop a greater sense of resilience and adaptability. So, take a few minutes each day to imagine the worst-case scenario and watch your focus, priorities, and overall well-being transform. Resilience and adaptation. Turning obstacles into opportunities. As we navigate the complexities of life, we inevitably encounter obstacles that test our resolve, challenge our perspectives, and push us to our limits. It is in these moments that our resilience and adaptability are put to the test. In this chapter, we will explore the importance of resilience and adaptation in overcoming adversity, and how we can transform obstacles into opportunities for growth and transformation. What is resilience? Resilience is the ability to withstand, recover, and adapt to adversity, trauma, or stress. It is the capacity to bounce back from setbacks, to absorb and manage stress, and to maintain a sense of purpose and direction in the face of uncertainty. Resilience is not the absence of difficulties, but rather the ability to navigate and overcome them. The importance of resilience. Resilience is essential for personal and professional success. It allows us to 1. Cope with uncertainty. In today's fast-paced, rapidly changing world, resilience helps us adapt to new situations, technologies, and challenges. 2. Overcome setbacks. Resilience enables us to bounce back from failures, rejections, and disappointments, and to learn from our mistakes. 3. Build strong relationships. Resilience fosters empathy, understanding, and effective communication, leading to stronger, more meaningful relationships. 4. Achieve personal growth. Resilience helps us develop a growth mindset, enabling us to learn from our experiences and to adapt and evolve as individuals. The power of adaptation. Adaptation is the process of adjusting to new situations, challenges, or environments. It is the ability to modify our behavior, attitudes, and perspectives to better suit our circumstances. Adaptation is essential for the 1. Survival. In a rapidly changing world, adaptation enables us to thrive in new environments and to stay ahead of the curve. 2. Innovation. Adaptation fosters creativity, innovation, and problem-solving, allowing us to find new solutions to old problems. 3. Personal growth. Adaptation enables us to learn from our experiences and to evolve as individuals, leading to personal growth and transformation. Turning obstacles into opportunities. So how can we turn obstacles into opportunities? Here are some strategies to help you do just that. And 1. Reframe your thinking. Challenge negative thoughts and reframe obstacles as opportunities for growth and learning. 2. Focus on the present. Instead of worrying about the future or dwelling on the past, focus on the present moment and take action towards your goals. 3. Practice self-care. Take care of your physical, emotional, and mental well-being and prioritize your own needs. 4. Seek support. Surround yourself with positive, supportive people who can offer guidance, encouragement, and motivation. 5. Embrace failure. View failure as an opportunity to learn and grow, and don't be afraid to take calculated risks. Resilience and adaptation are essential skills for navigating the complexities of life. By developing these skills, we can turn obstacles into opportunities and achieve personal and professional success. Remember that resilience is not the absence of difficulties, but rather the ability to navigate and overcome them. By embracing challenges and viewing them as opportunities for growth and learning, we can transform our lives and achieve our full potential. Actionable steps. 1. Identify one area in your life where you can practice resilience and adaptation. 2. Set a goal to reframe your thinking and focus on the present moment. 3. Practice self-care and prioritize your own needs. 4. Seek support from positive, supportive people. 5. Embrace failure as an opportunity to learn and grow. By implementing these strategies and cultivating resilience and adaptation, you can turn obstacles into opportunities and achieve your goals. Remember, resilience is not the absence of difficulties, but rather the ability to navigate and overcome them. Self-awareness and reflection, the importance of journaling and meditation. As we navigate the complexities of life, it's easy to get caught up in the hustle and bustle of daily routines, responsibilities, and obligations. In the midst of chaos, it's crucial to pause, reflect, and connect with our inner selves. In this chapter, we'll delve into the significance of self-awareness and reflection, exploring the benefits of journaling and meditation as powerful tools for personal growth and transformation. The power of self-awareness. Self-awareness is the foundation of personal growth, enabling us to understand our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. It's the ability to recognize our strengths, weaknesses, values, and motivations. Self-awareness allows us to 1. Understand our motivations. By recognizing our motivations, we can better understand why we make certain choices, which can help us make more informed decisions. 2. Identify patterns and habits. Self-awareness helps us recognize patterns and habits, enabling us to break free from negative cycles and cultivate healthier ones. 3. Develop emotional intelligence. Self-awareness is closely tied to emotional intelligence, allowing us to better understand and manage our emotions. 4. Improve relationships. By being more aware of our thoughts, feelings, and behaviors, we can communicate more effectively and build stronger relationships. The importance of reflection. Reflection is the process of examining our experiences, thoughts, and emotions to gain insights and learn from them. It's an essential component of personal growth, enabling us to 1. Process emotions. Reflection helps us process and release emotions, reducing stress and anxiety. 2. Gain insights. Reflection allows us to identify patterns, connections, and areas for improvement. 3. Develop wisdom. By reflecting on our experiences, we can gain wisdom and develop a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world around us. 4. Improve decision-making. Reflection helps us make more informed decisions by considering the consequences and potential outcomes. Journaling, a powerful tool for self-awareness and reflection. Journaling is a simple yet powerful tool for cultivating self-awareness and reflection. By writing down our thoughts, feelings, and experiences, we can 1. Process emotions. Writing down our emotions can help us process and release them, reducing stress and anxiety. 2. Gain insights. Journaling allows us to identify patterns, connections, and areas for improvement. 3. Develop self-awareness. By reflecting on our experiences and emotions, we can gain a deeper understanding of ourselves. 4. Cultivate mindfulness. Journaling can help us cultivate mindfulness, enabling us to stay present and focused. Meditation, a path to inner peace and self-awareness. Meditation is a powerful tool for cultivating self-awareness, inner peace, and emotional intelligence. By regular meditation practice, we can 1. Reduce stress and anxiety. Meditation has been shown to reduce stress and anxiety by promoting relaxation and calmness. 2. Improve focus and concentration. Meditation improves our ability to focus and concentrate, enhancing our mental clarity and productivity. 3. Increase self-awareness. Meditation helps us develop a greater understanding of our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. 4. Enhance emotional intelligence. By cultivating emotional awareness, we can better understand and manage our emotions. Self-awareness and reflection are essential components of personal growth and transformation. By incorporating journaling and meditation into our daily routines, we can cultivate greater self-awareness, emotional intelligence, and inner peace. As we navigate the complexities of life, remember to pause, reflect, and connect with your inner self. By doing so, you'll be better equipped to make informed decisions, build stronger relationships, and live a more fulfilling life. The Stoic Leader, cultivating wisdom and courage. As leaders, we are constantly faced with complex decisions, uncertain outcomes, and the weight of responsibility. In the midst of chaos, it's easy to get caught up in emotions and lose sight of our goals. This is where the wisdom of Stoicism can be a powerful guide. By embracing the principles of Stoicism, leaders can cultivate wisdom, courage, and resilience, ultimately becoming more effective and compassionate leaders. The Stoic Philosophy. Stoicism is an ancient Greek philosophy that emphasizes the pursuit of virtue and self-control. At its core, Stoicism is a way of living that seeks to cultivate wisdom, courage, and inner strength. The Stoic philosophy is built around the idea that individuals should focus on things within their control and accept things outside of their control with equanimity. The Stoic Leader, Wisdom and Courage. In this chapter, we'll explore how the principles of Stoicism can be applied to leadership. We'll examine how Stoic wisdom and courage can help leaders navigate the challenges of modern leadership, from decision-making to communication and crisis management. Wisdom in leadership. Wisdom is the foundation of effective leadership. Stoic wisdom is about making decisions based on reason rather than emotions or impulses. Here are some key principles for cultivating wisdom in leadership. 1. Focus on what you can control. As leaders, we often get caught up in trying to control everything. However, this can lead to burnout and frustration. By focusing on what you can control, you can reduce stress and increase your sense of agency. 2. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment. By being more mindful, leaders can reduce distractions, improve focus, and make better decisions. 3. Develop emotional intelligence. Emotional intelligence is the ability to recognize and manage your emotions. By developing emotional intelligence, leaders can better understand themselves and others, leading to more effective communication and decision-making. 4. Seek wisdom from others. Leaders don't have to have all the answers. By seeking wisdom from others, leaders can gain new perspectives, build stronger relationships, and make more informed decisions. Courage in leadership. Courage is the ability to take risks and face challenges head-on. Stoic courage is about facing your fears and doubts with confidence and resilience. Here are some key principles for cultivating courage in leadership. 1. Face your fears. Fear is a natural response to uncertainty. However, by facing your fears, leaders can build confidence and resilience. 2. Practice self-reflection. Self-reflection is the practice of examining your thoughts, feelings, and actions. By practicing self-reflection, leaders can gain a deeper understanding of themselves and others. 3. Develop resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from setbacks. By developing resilience, leaders can better navigate challenges and maintain their sense of purpose. 4. Lead by example. Leaders set the tone for their organizations. By leading by example, leaders can inspire others to take risks and face challenges head-on. The Stoic philosophy offers a powerful framework for leaders to cultivate wisdom and courage. By embracing the principles of Stoicism, leaders can develop the wisdom and courage needed to navigate the complexities of modern leadership. By focusing on what you can control, practicing mindfulness, developing emotional intelligence, seeking wisdom from others, facing your fears, practicing self-reflection, developing resilience, and leading by example, leaders can become more effective, compassionate, and resilient leaders. Actionable takeaways. 1. Practice mindfulness and focus on what you can control. 2. Develop emotional intelligence and seek wisdom from others. 3. Face your fears and practice self-reflection. 4. Develop resilience and lead by example. Reflection questions. 1. What are the biggest challenges you face as a leader, and how can you apply Stoic principles to overcome them? 2. How can you cultivate wisdom and courage in your leadership role? 3. What are some specific actions you can take to develop emotional intelligence and resilience? 4. How can you lead by example and inspire others to take risks and face challenges head-on? Decision-making and risk management, the art of calculated risk. As we navigate the complexities of modern life, we are constantly faced with decisions that require careful consideration and strategic planning. Whether it's a business venture, a personal investment, or a major life change, the ability to make informed decisions and manage risk is crucial to achieving success. In this chapter, we will delve into the art of decision-making and risk management, exploring the principles and strategies that can help you make calculated risks and achieve your goals. The decision-making process. Before we dive into the world of risk management, it's essential to understand the decision-making process. The process typically involves the following stages. 1. Problem identification. Recognizing the need for a decision, whether it's a problem to solve or an opportunity to seize. 2. Goal setting. Defining the desired outcome or objective. 3. Data collection. Gathering relevant information and data to inform the decision. 4. Analysis. Evaluating the data and weighing the pros and cons. 5. Evaluation. Assessing the potential outcomes and risks. 6. Selection. Choosing the best course of action. 7. Implementation. Putting the decision into action. 8. Monitoring. Tracking the outcome and making adjustments as needed. Risk management. The art of calculated risk. Risk management is the process of identifying, assessing, and mitigating potential risks. It's essential to recognize that risk is an inherent part of any decision-making process. By understanding the risks involved, you can take calculated risks and make informed decisions. Types of risk. There are several types of risk, including 1. Financial risk, the risk of financial loss or gain. 2. Operational risk, the risk of failure or disruption to business operations. 3. Reputational risk, the risk of damage to reputation or brand. 4. Strategic risk, the risk of failure to achieve business objectives. 5. Compliance risk, the risk of non-compliance with laws and regulations. Risk assessment. To manage risk effectively, it's essential to conduct a thorough risk assessment. This involves 1. Identifying potential risks, recognizing potential risks and threats. 2. Assessing risk, evaluating the likelihood and impact of each risk. 3. Prioritizing risks, ranking risks based on their likelihood and impact. 4. Developing mitigation strategies, creating plans to mitigate or manage each risk. Strategies for effective risk management. To make informed decisions and manage risk effectively, consider the following strategies. 1. Diversification, spreading risk across multiple assets or investments. 2. Hedging, reducing risk by taking a position that offsets potential losses. 3. Insurance, transferring risk to an insurance provider. 4. Contingency planning, developing plans to mitigate or respond to unexpected events. 5. Continuous monitoring, regularly reviewing and updating risk assessments and mitigation strategies. Decision-making and risk management are critical components of achieving success in any field. By understanding the decision-making process and the art of calculated risk, you can make informed decisions and manage risk effectively. Remember to identify potential risks, assess their likelihood and impact, and develop strategies to mitigate or manage them. By doing so, you can navigate the complexities of modern life with confidence and achieve your goals. Key takeaways. The decision-making process involves identifying the problem, setting goals, collecting data, analyzing information, evaluating options, selecting a course of action, implementing the decision, and monitoring the outcome. Risk management involves identifying, assessing, and mitigating potential risks. There are several types of risk, including financial, operational, reputational, strategic, and compliance risks. To manage risk effectively, conduct a thorough risk assessment, prioritize risks, and develop mitigation strategies. Strategies for effective risk management include diversification, hedging, insurance, contingency planning, and continuous monitoring. Building a strong team, the power of stoic communication. As we navigate the complexities of modern business, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of tasks, deadlines, and competing priorities. Amidst the chaos, it's crucial to remember that the foundation of any successful organization lies not in individual brilliance, but in the collective strength of its team. In this chapter, we'll delve into the art of building a strong team, focusing on the transformative power of stoic communication. The importance of effective communication. Effective communication is the lifeblood of any team. It's the glue that holds individuals together, facilitating collaboration, resolving conflicts, and driving results. When communication is poor, teams stagnate, and productivity suffers. In today's fast-paced, globalized world, effective communication is more critical than ever. With the rise of remote work, virtual teams, and diverse workforces, the need for clear, concise, and empathetic communication has never been more pressing. The Stoic approach to communication. So, what is Stoic communication? Stoicism, an ancient Greek philosophy, emphasizes the importance of reason, self-control, and inner strength. In the context of team communication, Stoicism means adopting a mindset that prioritizes clarity, empathy, and resilience. It's about being present, focused, and open-minded, even in the face of adversity or disagreement. Key principles of Stoic communication. 1. Clarity. Clear communication is the cornerstone of effective communication. It's essential to convey your message in a concise, unambiguous manner, avoiding jargon and technical terms whenever possible. 2. Empathy. Put yourself in others' shoes. Practice active listening and make an effort to understand the perspectives of your team members. This fosters a sense of trust, respect, and collaboration. 3. Transparency. Be open and honest in your communication. Share information, provide updates, and be willing to admit mistakes. Transparency builds trust and credibility. 4. Resilience. Embrace constructive criticism and feedback. View challenges as opportunities for growth and improvement rather than threats to your ego. 5. Self-awareness. Recognize your emotions, biases, and limitations. This self-awareness enables you to communicate more effectively, adapt to changing circumstances, and manage stress. Practical strategies for stoic communication. 1. Schedule regular check-ins. Hold regular team meetings, one-on-ones, or virtual coffee breaks to foster open communication and address concerns. 2. Use clear and concise language. Avoid using technical jargon or complex terminology that might confuse or intimidate team members. 3. Practice active listening. Maintain eye contact, nod to show understanding, and ask clarifying questions to ensure you grasp the message. 4. Encourage feedback and constructive criticism. Create a safe, non-judgmental space for team members to share their thoughts, concerns, and suggestions. 5. Celebrate small wins. Acknowledge and celebrate individual and team achievements to boost morale and motivation. Challenges and obstacles. 1. Cultural and language barriers. Overcome language and cultural differences by using visual aids, simple language, and cultural sensitivity training. 2. Time zones and remote work. Utilize video conferencing tools, shared calendars, and clear communication protocols to facilitate seamless collaboration across time zones. 3. Diverse perspectives and opinions. Foster a culture of respect, empathy, and open-mindedness to encourage diverse perspectives and constructive debate. 4. Resistance to change. Address resistance to change by communicating the reasons behind the change, providing support, and recognizing the benefits. Building a strong team requires more than just assembling a group of talented individuals. It demands a deep understanding of the importance of effective communication, empathy, and resilience. By embracing the principles of Stoic communication, you'll create an environment that fosters collaboration, innovation, and growth. Remember, effective communication is not a one-time achievement, but an ongoing process that requires effort, patience, and dedication. By adopting a stoic approach to communication, you'll empower your team to thrive in an ever-changing world. Managing fear and anxiety, the stoic approach to emotional regulation. As humans, we are wired to respond to threats and dangers. This natural response is essential for our survival, as it allows us to react quickly and effectively to potential harm. However, in today's fast-paced and often chaotic world, our fear response can become overactive, leading to debilitating anxiety and fear. In this chapter, we will explore the Stoic approach to managing fear and anxiety, a philosophy that emphasizes reason, self-awareness, and resilience. The problem of fear and anxiety. Fear and anxiety are natural emotions that can serve as a vital warning system, alerting us to potential dangers. However, when these emotions become excessive and persistent, they can significantly impair our quality of life. Fear and anxiety can manifest in various ways, including fear of the unknown or uncontrollable, fear of failure or rejection, fear of loss or separation, fear of the future or uncertainty. When we experience fear and anxiety, our body's fight or flight response is triggered, releasing stress hormones like adrenaline and cortisol. While this response was designed to help us react to immediate threats, chronic activation of this response can lead to a range of negative consequences, including physical symptoms like headaches, fatigue, and insomnia, emotional symptoms like irritability, mood swings, and emotional numbing, cognitive symptoms like decreased focus, memory impairment, and decreased problem-solving ability, behavioral symptoms like avoidance, procrastination, and substance abuse. The Stoic approach to managing fear and anxiety. The Stoic philosophy offers a unique and effective approach to managing fear and anxiety. Developed by ancient Greek philosophers like Epictetus and Seneca, Stoicism emphasizes the importance of reason, self-awareness, and resilience in overcoming fear and anxiety. The core principles of Stoicism can be summarized as follows. 1. Reason. Stoics believe that reason is the highest human faculty, and it is our duty to use it to understand the world and our place in it. By cultivating reason, we can develop a deeper understanding of ourselves and the world, which can help us to better manage fear and anxiety. 2. Self-awareness. Stoics believe that self-awareness is essential for understanding our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. By developing self-awareness, we can better recognize and manage our emotions, including fear and anxiety. 3. Resilience. Stoics believe that resilience is essential for overcoming adversity and achieving our goals. By cultivating resilience, we can better cope with challenges and setbacks, including fear and anxiety. Practical strategies for managing fear and anxiety. While the Stoic approach to managing fear and anxiety is rooted in philosophy, it is not just theoretical. The following practical strategies can help you apply the Stoic approach to your daily life. 1. Practice mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment, without judgment. By practicing mindfulness, you can better recognize and manage your emotions, including fear and anxiety. 2. Reframe your thinking. Stoics believe that our thoughts and perceptions shape our emotions and behaviors. By reframing your thinking, you can better manage fear and anxiety by focusing on the present moment and what you can control. 3. Focus on the present. Stoics believe that the present moment is all that truly exists. By focusing on the present, you can better manage fear and anxiety by letting go of worries about the past or future. 4. Practice self-compassion. Stoics believe that self-compassion is essential for overcoming fear and anxiety. By practicing self-compassion, you can better understand and manage your emotions, including fear and anxiety. 5. Cultivate gratitude. Stoics believe that gratitude is essential for overcoming fear and anxiety. By cultivating gratitude, you can better appreciate the present moment and what you have, rather than focusing on what you fear or worry about. 6. Practice physical exercise. Physical exercise is an effective way to manage fear and anxiety by releasing endorphins, which can help to reduce stress and improve mood. 7. Seek social support. Stoics believe that social support is essential for overcoming fear and anxiety. By seeking support from friends, family, or a therapist, you can better manage fear and anxiety. Fear and anxiety are natural emotions that can serve as a vital warning system. However, when these emotions become excessive and persistent, they can significantly impair our quality of life. The Stoic approach to managing fear and anxiety offers a unique and effective way to overcome fear and anxiety by cultivating reason, self-awareness, and resilience. By applying the practical strategies outlined in this chapter, you can better manage fear and anxiety and live a more fulfilling and meaningful life. Dealing with failure and setbacks, the art of learning from mistakes. As we navigate the journey of life, we will inevitably face setbacks and failures. It's an unfortunate reality that we will not always succeed, and we will encounter obstacles that will test our resolve and resilience. However, it's how we respond to these setbacks that will ultimately determine our success. In this chapter, we will explore the art of learning from mistakes and provide guidance on how to deal with failure and setbacks in a way that fosters growth and progress. The importance of embracing failure. Failure is an inevitable part of the learning process. It's a natural consequence of taking risks and pushing ourselves outside of our comfort zones. However, it's how we respond to failure that will ultimately determine our success. By embracing failure, we can turn a potentially debilitating experience into an opportunity for growth and learning. The power of resilience. Resilience is the ability to bounce back from adversity. It's the capacity to withstand the pressures and challenges that life throws our way. Resilience is not the absence of difficulties, but rather the ability to navigate them with grace and determination. By cultivating resilience, we can develop the strength and courage needed to overcome even the most daunting challenges. The art of learning from mistakes. Learning from mistakes is an essential part of the growth process. When we make a mistake, it's natural to feel a sense of disappointment and frustration. However, it's how we respond to these feelings that will ultimately determine our success. By embracing our mistakes, we can turn them into opportunities for growth and learning. The five-step process for learning from mistakes. 1. Acknowledge and accept. The first step in learning from mistakes is to acknowledge and accept them. This means recognizing that we have made a mistake and taking responsibility for it. By acknowledging our mistakes, we can begin to move forward and learn from them. 2. Reflect and analyze. The next step is to reflect and analyze our mistakes. This means taking the time to think about what went wrong and what we could have done differently. By reflecting on our mistakes, we can identify the root causes of our failures and develop strategies for overcoming them in the future. 3. Learn and grow. The third step is to learn and grow from our mistakes. This means taking the lessons we have learned and applying them to our future endeavors. By learning from our mistakes, we can develop the skills and knowledge needed to overcome future challenges. 4. Forgive and move on. The fourth step is to forgive and move on. This means letting go of our mistakes and moving forward with a positive attitude. By forgiving ourselves and others, we can release the negative emotions associated with our mistakes and move forward with a clear mind and a positive outlook. 5. Practice and refine. The final step is to practice and refine our skills. This means taking the lessons we have learned and applying them to our future endeavors. By practicing and refining our skills, we can develop the expertise and confidence needed to overcome future challenges. Dealing with failure and setbacks is an inevitable part of the journey of life. However, it's how we respond to these setbacks that will ultimately determine our success. By embracing failure, cultivating resilience, and learning from our mistakes, we can turn setbacks into opportunities for growth and learning. Remember, failure is not the end of the world, but rather a stepping stone to success. Building resilience in the face of adversity. The power of Stoic perseverance. As we navigate the complexities of life, we are inevitably faced with challenges that test our resolve, push us to our limits, and force us to confront our deepest fears. It is in these moments of adversity that we are given the opportunity to demonstrate our resilience, to prove our mettle, and to emerge stronger, wiser, and more resilient than ever before. In this chapter, we will explore the concept of resilience and its importance in the face of adversity. We will delve into the principles of Stoic philosophy, which offer a powerful framework for building resilience and cultivating a sense of inner strength. We will examine the role of mindfulness, self-awareness, and emotional regulation in developing resilience and provide practical strategies for cultivating these skills. The importance of resilience. Resilience is the ability to withstand and recover from adversity, to bounce back from setbacks and challenges. It is the capacity to adapt to changing circumstances, to navigate uncertainty, and to emerge stronger and more resilient as a result. In today's fast-paced, ever-changing world, resilience is more important than ever. With the constant bombardment of stressors, distractions, and uncertainties, it is easy to become overwhelmed, anxious, and exhausted. Yet it is precisely in these moments that we are called upon to draw upon our inner reserves of strength, to dig deep, and to find the resilience to persevere. The power of Stoic perseverance. Stoicism, a philosophy that originated in ancient Greece, offers a powerful framework for building resilience and cultivating inner strength. At its core, Stoicism is a philosophy of living in accordance with reason, of embracing the present moment, and of cultivating inner strength and resilience in the face of adversity. The Stoic philosophy is built upon three core principles. 1. Virtue. The pursuit of virtue is the highest goal of human life. Virtue is the practice of living in accordance with reason, of cultivating inner strength, and of striving for excellence in all aspects of life. 2. Reason. Reason is the guiding principle of Stoic philosophy. It is the faculty that enables us to understand the world, to make sense of our experiences, and to navigate the complexities of life. 3. Indifference. Stoicism teaches us to cultivate indifference to external events, to accept what is outside of our control, and to focus on what we can control. Practical strategies for building resilience. While Stoicism offers a powerful framework for building resilience, it is not a set of abstract principles to be studied and forgotten. Rather, it is a set of practical strategies for living, for navigating the complexities of life, and for cultivating inner strength and resilience. Here are some practical strategies for building resilience. 1. Mindfulness. Mindfulness is the practice of being present in the moment, of focusing on the here and now, and of letting go of worries about the past or future. Mindfulness is a powerful tool for building resilience, as it enables us to stay grounded, focused, and centered in the face of adversity. 2. Self-awareness. Self-awareness is the practice of understanding our thoughts, emotions, and behaviors. It is the ability to recognize our strengths and weaknesses, to acknowledge our emotions, and to take responsibility for our actions. Self-awareness is essential for building resilience, as it enables us to recognize our limitations, to adapt to changing circumstances, and to make informed decisions. 3. Emotional regulation. Emotional regulation is the practice of managing our emotions, of recognizing our emotional triggers, and of responding to our emotions in a healthy and constructive way. Emotional regulation is essential for building resilience, as it enables us to stay calm, focused, and centered in the face of adversity. 4. Gratitude. Gratitude is the practice of acknowledging and appreciating the good things in our lives. It is the ability to recognize the blessings we have too. Appreciate the people and experiences that bring joy and fulfillment, and to cultivate a sense of gratitude and appreciation. Gratitude is essential for building resilience, as it enables us to stay positive, focused, and motivated in the face of adversity. 5. Physical exercise. Physical exercise is the practice of engaging in physical activity, of taking care of our bodies, and of cultivating a sense of well-being and vitality. Physical exercise is essential for building resilience, as it enables us to stay healthy, energized, and focused in the face of adversity. Building resilience is a journey, not a destination. It is a process of cultivating inner strength, of developing a sense of purpose and direction, and of navigating the complexities of life with confidence and courage. By embracing the principles of Stoic philosophy, by cultivating mindfulness, self-awareness, emotional regulation, gratitude, and physical exercise, we can build the resilience we need to navigate the challenges of life and to emerge stronger, wiser, and more resilient than ever before. In the next chapter, we will explore the concept of emotional intelligence and its role in building resilience. We will examine the importance of emotional intelligence in the workplace and provide practical strategies for developing emotional intelligence and building resilience in the face of adversity. Stoic marketing and sales, authenticity and integrity in business. As we navigate the complex landscape of modern business, it's easy to get caught up in the noise and distractions that surround us. In today's fast-paced, ever-changing marketplace, it's more important than ever to stay grounded and focused on what truly matters. That's where Stoic marketing and sales come in, a philosophy that prioritizes authenticity, integrity, and long-term thinking over short-term gains. In this chapter, we'll explore the principles of Stoic marketing and sales and how they can help you build a business that's not only successful, but also sustainable and meaningful. We'll examine the key elements of Stoic marketing, including the importance of authenticity, the power of storytelling, and the value of building strong relationships. We'll also delve into the role of Stoicism in sales and how it can help you build trust with your customers and create a loyal following. The foundations of Stoic marketing. At its core, Stoic marketing is about being true to yourself and your values. It's about being authentic, transparent, and honest in your marketing efforts, rather than trying to manipulate or deceive your audience. This approach is rooted in the ancient Greek philosophy of Stoicism, which emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with reason and virtue. In the context of marketing, Stoic principles can be applied in several ways. For example, 1. Authenticity. Be true to yourself and your brand. Don't try to be someone you're not, or pretend to have values that you don't really hold dear. 2. Integrity. Be honest and transparent in your marketing efforts. Don't make false claims or exaggerate the benefits of your products or services. 3. Long-term thinking. Focus on building a sustainable business that will endure over time, rather than chasing short-term gains. The power of storytelling. Storytelling is a powerful tool in marketing, and Stoic marketing is no exception. By sharing your story and the stories of your customers, you can create a deeper connection with your audience and build a sense of community around your brand. In Stoic marketing, storytelling is used to 1. Build trust. Share your story and the stories of your customers to build trust and credibility with your audience. 2. Create empathy. Use storytelling to create empathy and understanding between your brand and your audience. 3. Inspire. Share inspiring stories of success and resilience to motivate and inspire your audience. The role of Stoicism in sales. Stoicism can also play a powerful role in sales by helping you build trust and rapport with your customers. Here are a few ways that Stoic principles can be applied in sales. 1. Empathy. Practice empathy and understanding in your sales interactions and try to see things from your customer's perspective. 2. Authenticity. Be genuine and authentic in your sales approach and avoid using manipulative or high-pressure tactics. 3. Long-term thinking. Focus on building long-term relationships with your customers rather than just trying to make a quick sale. Stoic marketing and sales are all about authenticity, integrity, and long-term thinking. By applying these principles, you can build a business that's not only successful but also sustainable and meaningful. Remember to be true to yourself and your values, to focus on building strong relationships with your audience, and to prioritize long-term thinking over short-term gains. In the next chapter, we'll explore the importance of resilience and adaptability in business and how Stoic principles can help you navigate the challenges and uncertainties of the modern marketplace. Stoic productivity and time management, maximizing efficiency and effectiveness. As we navigate the complexities of modern life, it's easy to get bogged down in the minutiae of daily tasks and lose sight of our long-term goals. In this chapter, we'll explore the intersection of Stoicism and productivity. examining how the ancient philosophy can inform our approach to time management and task prioritization. By embracing the principles of Stoic living, we can cultivate a sense of clarity, focus, and purpose, ultimately leading to a more efficient and effective use of our time. The Stoic philosophy of time management. At its core, Stoicism is a philosophy that emphasizes the pursuit of virtue and the cultivation of inner strength. In the context of time management, Stoicism encourages us to focus on what is within our control, to prioritize tasks that align with our values and goals, and to approach each day with a sense of detachment and equanimity. The importance of prioritization. In the Stoic tradition, the concept of prioritization is closely tied to the idea of indifference to external events. In other words, we must learn to focus on what we can control rather than getting bogged down in the minutiae of external events. By prioritizing tasks that align with our values and goals, we can create a sense of clarity and direction, even in the face of uncertainty. The power of the stop doing list. One of the most effective tools in the Stoic productivity arsenal is the stop doing list. Rather than focusing on what we need to accomplish, we must also identify tasks that are no longer serving us. By eliminating non-essential tasks, we can free up mental and emotional energy to focus on what truly matters. The 2-minute rule. Another Stoic productivity hack is the 2-minute rule. This simple principle states that if a task can be done in less than 2 minutes, it's better to do it immediately. By tackling small tasks in the present moment, we can avoid procrastination and build momentum towards our long-term goals. The batching technique. Batching is a Stoic productivity technique that involves grouping similar tasks together and completing them in one sitting. By batching similar tasks, we can reduce mental fatigue, increase efficiency, and create a sense of flow. The Pomodoro technique. The Pomodoro technique is a time management method that involves working in focused 25-minute increments, followed by a 5-minute break. This technique can help us stay focused, avoid burnout, and maintain a sense of momentum. The importance of flow. Flow is a state of complete absorption in the task at hand. By embracing the concept of flow, we can tap into a deeper sense of purpose and motivation. Flow is closely tied to the idea of being in the zone, where we become completely absorbed in the task and lose track of time. The role of mindfulness. Mindfulness is a critical component of Stoic productivity. By cultivating mindfulness, we can develop greater self-awareness, reduce stress, and increase our sense of clarity and focus. Mindfulness practices such as meditation and deep breathing can help us stay present and focused, even in the face of uncertainty. Conclusion. In conclusion, the intersection of Stoicism and productivity offers a powerful framework for maximizing efficiency and effectiveness. By embracing the principles of Stoic living, we can cultivate a sense of clarity, focus, and purpose, ultimately leading to a more fulfilling and meaningful life. By prioritizing tasks that align with our values and goals, eliminating non-essential tasks, and embracing the power of flow and mindfulness, we can create a sense of momentum and direction, even in the face of uncertainty. Stoic financial management. Living below your means and investing in yourself. As we navigate the complexities of modern life, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of consumerism and materialism. We're constantly bombarded with messages telling us that we need the latest gadgets, designer clothing, and luxurious vacations to be happy. But as Stoics, we know that true happiness and fulfillment come from within. In this chapter, we'll explore the importance of living below your means and investing in yourself, two essential principles of Stoic financial management. Living below your means. Living below your means is a fundamental principle of Stoic financial management. It means being mindful of your expenses, prioritizing needs over wants, and avoiding debt. This approach is not about depriving yourself of pleasure or living a life of austerity. Rather, it's about being intentional with your resources and making choices that align with your values and goals. The benefits of living below your means. Living below your means has numerous benefits, including 1. Reduced stress. When you're not worrying about making ends meet or paying off debt, you're free to focus on what truly matters in life. 2. Increased savings. By cutting unnecessary expenses, you'll have more money to save and invest in your future. 3. Improved financial security. Living below your means provides a safety net for unexpected expenses and emergencies. 4. Greater financial freedom. With a reduced reliance on credit and debt, you'll have more freedom to make choices that align with your values and goals. Practical tips for living below your means. 1. Track your expenses. Keep a record of every transaction to identify areas where you can cut back. 2. Prioritize needs over wants. Be honest with yourself about what you truly need versus what you want. 3. Avoid impulse purchases. Take time to think before making non-essential purchases. 4. Cook at home. Cooking meals at home can save you money and reduce food waste. 5. Cancel subscription services. Review your subscription services, e.g. streaming services, gym memberships, and cancel any that you don't use regularly. Investing in yourself. Investing in yourself is a critical component of Stoic financial management. It means prioritizing personal growth, learning, and self-improvement. By investing in yourself, you'll increase your earning potential, enhance your well-being, and cultivate a sense of purpose and fulfillment. The benefits of investing in yourself. Investing in yourself has numerous benefits, including 1. Increased earning potential. Developing new skills and knowledge can lead to promotions, raises, and new career opportunities. 2. Improved mental and physical health. Investing in your well-being can reduce stress, improve mood, and enhance overall health. 3. Greater sense of purpose. Pursuing your passions and interests can give you a sense of direction and fulfillment. 4. Enhanced personal and professional relationships. Investing in yourself can improve your communication skills, empathy, and conflict resolution abilities. Practical tips for investing in yourself. 1. Set goals. Identify areas where you'd like to improve or learn new skills. 2. Take online courses or attend workshops. Utilize online resources or attend workshops and conferences to develop new skills. 3. Read widely. Expand your knowledge by reading books, articles, and online content. 4. Practice mindfulness and self-care. Prioritize your physical and mental well-being through exercise, meditation, and self-reflection. 5. Seek mentorship. Find someone who can guide and support you in your personal and professional development. Living below your means and investing in yourself are essential principles of Stoic financial management. By adopting these principles, you'll cultivate a sense of financial security, reduce stress, and increase your earning potential. Remember, true happiness and fulfillment come from within. By prioritizing your values, goals, and personal growth, you'll live a life that aligns with your values and brings you joy and fulfillment. The power of negative visualization, preparing for the worst-case scenario. As we navigate the complexities of life, it's natural to feel a sense of uncertainty and unpredictability. The future is inherently uncertain, and the unexpected can strike at any moment. In this chapter, we'll explore the concept of negative visualization, a powerful tool that can help you prepare for the worst-case scenario. By imagining the worst-case scenario, you can develop a deeper sense of resilience, adaptability, and preparedness. What is negative visualization? Negative visualization is a mental exercise that involves imagining the worst-case scenario. It's a thought-provoking exercise that requires you to imagine the most unfavorable outcome of a situation. This technique is often used in the context of risk management, crisis planning, and emergency preparedness. By visualizing the worst-case scenario, you can develop a deeper understanding of the potential risks and consequences, allowing you to better prepare for the unexpected. The benefits of negative visualization. 1. Improved risk assessment. Negative visualization helps you identify potential risks and assess the likelihood of their occurrence. By imagining the worst-case scenario, you can better understand the potential consequences and develop strategies to mitigate them. 2. Enhanced resilience. Preparing for the worst-case scenario can help you develop a sense of resilience. When faced with an unexpected event, you'll be better equipped to handle the situation, having already mentally prepared yourself for the worst. 3. Increased preparedness. Negative visualization encourages you to think critically about potential risks and develop contingency plans. This proactive approach can help you respond more effectively in the event of an unexpected event. 4. Reduced anxiety. By mentally preparing for the worst-case scenario, you can reduce anxiety and uncertainty. You'll feel more in control, knowing that you've thought through the potential consequences and developed strategies to mitigate them. How to practice negative visualization. 1. Identify the situation. Choose a specific situation or scenario that you're concerned about. This could be a personal or professional situation, such as a job loss, a relationship breakdown, or a natural disaster. 2. Imagine the worst-case scenario. Close your eyes and vividly imagine the worst-case scenario. Visualize the situation unfolding in the most unfavorable way possible. Try to imagine every detail, from the emotional impact to the potential consequences. 3. Explore the consequences. Once you've imagined the worst-case scenario, take a step back and explore the potential consequences. Think about how you would respond, what steps you would take, and how you would adapt to the situation. 4. Develop a plan. Based on your visualization, develop a plan to mitigate the potential risks and consequences. This could involve creating a contingency plan, setting aside emergency funds, or developing a support network. 5. Practice regularly. Negative visualization is a mental exercise that requires regular practice. Set aside time each week to practice negative visualization, exploring different scenarios, and developing strategies to prepare for the worst-case scenario. Common objections and concerns. 1. Fear and anxiety. Some people may experience fear and anxiety when practicing negative visualization. It's essential to remember that this exercise is meant to prepare you for the worst-case scenario, not to induce fear or anxiety. 2. Pessimism. Negative visualization may seem pessimistic or negative, but it's essential to remember that this exercise is about preparing for the unexpected, not dwelling on negative thoughts. 3. Overthinking. Some individuals may overthink the worst-case scenario, leading to increased anxiety and stress. It's crucial to maintain a balanced perspective and focus on developing strategies to mitigate the potential risks. Negative visualization is a powerful tool that can help you prepare for the worst-case scenario. By imagining the worst-case scenario, you can develop a deeper sense of resilience, adaptability, and preparedness. By practicing negative visualization regularly, you can reduce anxiety and uncertainty and develop strategies to mitigate potential risks and consequences. Remember, negative visualization is not about dwelling on negative thoughts, but about preparing for the unexpected. By embracing this mental exercise, you can develop a greater sense of control and confidence in the face of uncertainty. The art of Stoic meditation, cultivating inner strength and clarity. As we navigate the complexities of life, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of emotions, thoughts, and external stimuli. The Stoic philosophy, however, offers a powerful tool to cultivate inner strength, clarity, and resilience: meditation. In this chapter, we'll delve into the art of Stoic meditation, exploring its principles, benefits, and practical applications to help you cultivate a stronger, more resilient you. What is Stoic meditation? Stoic meditation is a mindfulness practice rooted in the principles of Stoicism, a school of thought that emphasizes reason, self-control, and inner strength. It's not a New Age feel-good exercise, but rather a deliberate, systematic approach to cultivate mental clarity, emotional balance, and inner peace. Stoic meditation is not about achieving a specific state or feeling a particular way. It's about developing a mindset that allows you to navigate life's challenges with equanimity and wisdom. The principles of Stoic meditation. Before we dive into the practice, it's essential to understand the underlying principles that guide Stoic meditation. 1. Focus on the present moment. Stoic meditation encourages you to focus on the present, letting go of worries about the past or concerns about the future. 2. Cultivate inner strength. Stoic meditation aims to develop inner strength, resilience, and emotional balance, enabling you to navigate life's challenges with confidence. 3. Practice self-reflection. Stoic meditation involves introspection, examining your thoughts, emotions, and actions to gain a deeper understanding of yourself and the world around you. 4. Embrace impermanence. Stoic meditation acknowledges the impermanence of all things, helping you develop a sense of detachment and acceptance in the face of change and uncertainty. 5. Seek wisdom. Stoic meditation is not just about relaxation or stress relief. It's about seeking wisdom, cultivating wisdom, and applying it to your daily life. The practice of Stoic meditation. Now that we've covered the principles, let's explore the practice of Stoic meditation. 1. Find a quiet space. Identify a quiet, comfortable space where you can sit and meditate without distractions. 2. Sit comfortably. Choose a sitting position that allows you to maintain good posture and relaxation. You can sit on a chair, cushion, or even on the floor. 3. Close your eyes. Close your eyes and take a few deep breaths to calm your mind and body. 4. Focus on your breath. Bring your attention to your breath, feeling the sensation of the air entering and leaving your nostrils. When your mind wanders, gently bring it back to your breath without judgment. 5. Practice mindfulness. As you sit, bring your attention to your thoughts, emotions, and physical sensations. Observe them without judgment, acknowledging them as fleeting phenomena. 6. Reflect on your values. Take a moment to reflect on your values, goals, and priorities. Ask yourself, what is truly important to me? What do I stand for? 7. Practice self-reflection. Take time to reflect on your thoughts, emotions, and actions. Ask yourself, what am I grateful for? What can I improve on? What wisdom can I apply to my life? 8. Embrace impermanence. Acknowledge the impermanence of all things, including your thoughts, emotions, and physical body. Practice acceptance and detachment. 9. Seek wisdom. Reflect on your experiences and seek wisdom in your daily life. Ask yourself, what have I learned? What can I apply to my life? Benefits of Stoic meditation. The practice of Stoic meditation offers numerous benefits, including 1. Increased self-awareness. Stoic meditation helps you develop a deeper understanding of yourself, your thoughts, emotions, and actions. 2. Improved emotional regulation. By acknowledging and accepting your emotions, you'll become more adept at managing stress, anxiety, and other emotional challenges. 3. Increased resilience. Stoic meditation cultivates inner strength, enabling you to navigate life's challenges with greater confidence and resilience. 4. Enhanced clarity. By focusing on the present moment, you'll develop a clearer sense of purpose, priorities, and direction. 5. Improved relationships. By cultivating empathy, understanding, and wisdom, you'll become a more compassionate and effective communicator in your personal and professional relationships. Stoic meditation is a powerful tool for cultivating inner strength, clarity, and resilience. By embracing the principles and practicing the techniques outlined in this chapter, you'll develop a greater sense of self-awareness, emotional regulation, and wisdom. As you integrate Stoic meditation into your daily routine, you'll become more equipped to navigate life's challenges with confidence, poise, and wisdom. Remember, the goal of Stoic meditation is not to achieve a specific state or feeling, but to cultivate a mindset that allows you to live a life of purpose, integrity, and inner peace. The Stoic approach to goal setting, achieving success through clarity and focus. As we navigate the complexities of modern life, it's easy to get caught up in the whirlwind of distractions and lose sight of what truly matters. In the midst of chaos, it's crucial to establish a clear sense of direction and purpose. This is where the Stoic approach to goal setting comes in, a powerful framework for achieving success through clarity and focus. In this chapter, we'll delve into the Stoic philosophy and explore how its principles can be applied to the art of goal setting. We'll examine the importance of clarity, focus, and resilience in achieving our objectives and provide practical strategies for implementing the Stoic approach in our daily lives. The Stoic philosophy, a brief introduction. The Stoic philosophy, founded in ancient Greece, is rooted in the idea that individuals have the power to control their thoughts, emotions, and actions. Stoicism emphasizes the importance of living in accordance with reason, cultivating inner strength, and embracing the present moment. By adopting a Stoic mindset, we can develop the mental toughness and resilience necessary to overcome obstacles and achieve our goals. The importance of clarity. Clarity is the foundation of the Stoic approach to goal setting. When we lack clarity, our goals become vague and difficult to achieve. The Stoic philosophy emphasizes the importance of defining our goals with precision and specificity. By doing so, we create a clear roadmap for success, allowing us to focus our efforts and make progress towards our objectives. The power of focus. And focus is the second pillar of the Stoic approach to goal setting. In a world filled with distractions, it's easy to get sidetracked and lose focus. The Stoic philosophy teaches us to prioritize our goals and eliminate distractions, allowing us to channel our energy and attention towards our objectives. The role of resilience. Resilience is the third essential component of the Stoic approach to goal setting. Life is inherently unpredictable, and setbacks are inevitable. The Stoic philosophy emphasizes the importance of developing resilience, enabling us to bounce back from failures and continue moving forward. Practical strategies for implementing the Stoic approach. 1. Define your goals with precision. Write down your goals with specificity and clarity. Break down large goals into smaller, manageable tasks. This will help you stay focused and motivated. 2. Prioritize your goals. Identify the most important goals and eliminate distractions. Focus on the tasks that align with your objectives. 3. Create a schedule. Plan out your day, week, or month. Set specific times for work, rest, and leisure. This will help you stay organized and focused. 4. Practice mindfulness. Regularly practice mindfulness meditation to cultivate inner strength and resilience. This will help you stay present and focused in the face of challenges. 5. Embrace failure. View failures as opportunities for growth and learning. Embrace the concept of impermanence and the uncertainty of life. 6. Cultivate gratitude. Practice gratitude by reflecting on the things you're thankful for each day. This will help you stay positive and focused on your goals. 7. Seek accountability. Share your goals with a trusted friend or mentor and ask them to hold you accountable. This will provide an added motivation to stay on track. The Stoic approach to goal setting offers a powerful framework for achieving success through clarity and focus. By embracing the principles of clarity, focus, and resilience, we can overcome obstacles and achieve our objectives. Remember to define your goals with precision, prioritize your tasks, and cultivate inner strength. With persistence and determination, you'll be well on your way to achieving your goals and living a fulfilling life.